Hey guys, this is Vanessa Hers. Thank you for the support and love. Also, be sure to check us out every Wednesday and Sunday on Spotify and favorite us on Anchor app.
Wayne, one we can depend on.
Vanessa! How many of us have them? Do you guys have friends? Friends you can depend on.
We're friends.
We are definitely friends. Yeah, man. We are back at it with another episode of His and Hers Pod. Yeah. His and Hers Podcast, y'all. It's your boy Wayne Hiss.
And Vanessa Hers.
Man. Hopefully y'all are catching up on all the content that we've been putting out for y'all, man. We have been trying to go hard for you guys. Love is in the air. Let it, not letting go, letting go. Fake Friends. Those are all streaming currently. Make sure y'all go like, rate, share, subscribe, listen to that. You know, get to it when you can get to it. I had actually one of my coworkers tell me today that, like, he listens to us in the mornings when he goes to drop off his son at his mom's.
What a great way to start his day.
Before he comes to work, I'm like, man, catch us when you can catch us, bro. It's like no rush, mm-hmm. You know? And he's like, really? And I was telling him, like, yeah, like, the whole backstory and backdrop of our platform is we want people to just, like, feel like they're kicking it with us wherever they are. In the gym, you know what I mean? At home, amongst friends, in the car, on a long car ride, wherever you may be, you know?
Yep, stuck in traffic while you're cooking, while you're doing laundry, tune in.
Exactly.
We always have to start by telling you guys, thank you.
Yes. Yes, yes,
we
yes.
Hit another little milestone, woo, woo. And it's little, but it's not.
Hey.
So another 100 listens.
Yes, sir.
Within a week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We are very grateful for you guys. I know that we say this every single week when we drop. Until you decide to record your own podcast, you will never understand how big this is to us.
Yeah, it's an overwhelming feeling. It's very humbling. Again, we don't even see ourselves as podcasters, although this is our platform. We are host,
mm-hmm.
But we don't see ourselves as anything other than two hardworking people who work full time.
Yeah,
who happen to be part time podcasters and full time parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So when you get like the feedback and you get that energy, it makes you feel like you're doing something good. You know?
Yeah, definitely. And we always tell you guys, feedback does go a long way for us. So definitely always. Feel free, you know, open doors. Let us know, hey, this is great. Oh, by the way, oh, this is not.
Open door policy.
Yes. Let us know how you're feeling, what we can do to make your listen experience more entertaining.
A pleasant one.
And more pleasant as well. No, yeah. But BS aside, like, we are really grateful for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Like, 1,000% grateful. We always say we sound like bloke. Isn't that like an English reference, bloke?
I have no idea what that is.
London, we sound like a broken record, is what I was attempting to say. But our platform is a safe space. As much as it's our platform, it's you guys' platform as well. So all feedback, welcome. All constructive criticism, welcome. Me and Vanessa are open books. We're not the type of individuals who wear our emotions on our sleeve unless we need to. Don't come for us, because we will come for you. But other than that, like, as it pertains and as it relates to the podcast and the platform, we're here, man. So yeah, definitely continue hitting us up, reaching out to us in any capacity you see fit.
Tell your friends about us, let people know about us. Like we said, we're not your little local wannabe celebrities. We're doing a podcast because we enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, we've found out that we're really entertaining. So thank you very much for listening.
Yes. So today's episode, man. Man. Coming off that Fake Friends episode. Because I got fake people showing fake love straight up to my face. Right? Straight up to my face. Remember that song?
Yes.
Right? So coming off that episode of Fake Friends. I know, right? Aubrey Wayne Graham. coming off of that episode, you felt like it would be apropos to highlight today. I don't know, right? I can't even pronounce my words. I can't even enunciate correctly.
Enunciate.
Who am I? But no, you felt like it would be apropos to highlight real friends, genuine friendship, coming off of the previous episode of Fake Friends. inform our listeners why you feel like that's important, mm-hmm. and kind of like talk about some of the things that you looked for in the friendships that you've cultivated in real friends and good friends.
So I do want to let you guys know we had a great response to the fake friends episode very, very quickly. That episode was actually requested by one of our listeners. Shout out to you. She definitely reached out to let me know where she was at with that episode. So we do appreciate it. So pretty much at this point, we feel, and when we listen to the episode again, that it was not negative, but it did touch a lot on the negative of what fake friends are, because that's the whole purpose of the episode, right?
Yeah.
We were focusing on the fakeness, on the negative, on the watch out, mm-hmm. fakeness out there. So I told Wayne, well, we do have great friends around us. Not only that, we've had great experience with friends. So why not focus a little on the positive of it all and talk a little bit about our positive experiences instead?
Yeah.
You know? Because honestly, a friend that is loyal and truly a friend is a fucking blessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Say it again.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. When I think of friends, right, I think of so many different positive attributes that contribute to friendship. You hinted and touched on loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
I think a genuine friend or a real friend, people who keep it 100, I think those are the individuals who are genuine. Those are individuals who you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
A real friend is definitely somebody you can trust.
And that's the hard part. I feel like you want to be a consoling friend. You want to be the friend to rub your back and shoulder to cry on and the good friend. But to be a good friend, you have to be honest too.
Yeah.
And it doesn't all always end up pretty. And it's not always like rainbows and unicorns and all positive. Like, you're going to go through some rough patches. You're going to go through some shit.
Yeah.
To still, you know, thrive with that friendship.
So you can't be a yes friend.
I mean, you can, but are you really a friend,
is
though?
Is it really real? Is it really genuine?
Yeah. Not everything's like, yeah, yes, is, yeah. Like I told you, and we discussed this, and we'll get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But people love seeing a toxic person just because you're fun, because you're outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really do need someone that's going to be like, sis.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Sit down.
Do you think a toxic person could be a real friend, though?
Yeah, definitely.
It's interesting, yeah. It's crazy.
Definitely. So that's kind of one the few things that I did want to touch on. And this episode, we are going to relate to our own stories a lot because it's life, you mm-hmm. know? So I know that we mentioned, of course, like different. I know that I'm big on you having friends, I feel like, at different times of your life, right? Like stages of your life.
Correct.
So I've had friends, or how can I put this? I've had someone show me their true colors at very tough times.
Mm.
I feel like that's when a lot of people can be fake and can sugarcoat stuff and can be, you know, it just the yes friend. Oh yeah, like, you know, you need a true honest person that's gonna be like, no.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that, I had, when you mentioned toxic, I remember this. So I had a friend, I no longer speak to her, but I'm not the type of person to speak bad on someone just because we're not in good terms,
right,
or we're not in talking terms anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This person, to me, was my yin to my yang, right?
Mm-hmm.
This person was just like me,
mm-hmm.
like, just to the T like me. Like, you're down to do this? Yep. Like, we're gonna do this, yep, never back down, like, always with it, always with the shit, let's go out, let's turn up. And as toxic as we were, that's the friend that I needed at that point.
So, looking back, though, now that you guys aren't on speaking terms, you still perceive that as friendship?
I needed that
mm-hmm.
at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now that we're not friends, it's all good. It's not all like, fuck you. Like, you know, good for you, whatever.
But you did perceive it as a friendship, though.
Yeah.
In the moment, mm-hmm. like when it was going on.
Definitely.
You guys were around each other.
Yeah, I can point this special night out. And like I said, at times you're like, damn, we were a fucking mess. We were a train wreck, you know? Mm-hmm. But at that point, I feel like I needed that. Mm. So I'll talk about this particular time. And like I said, the whole purpose of this podcast is for you guys to relate to us. So I feel like I never understood how much you need a friend when you're going through a breakup.
Okay.
I've never been through a hard breakup. I never understood why people can't just move on. Because Vanessa has never just stood stuck on a feeling or a breakup or dealt with so much at once. You know, like emotionally, like mentally. I'm just like, I've always been like, okay, whatever. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
And not to like sound like heartless, but it's like, okay, next, you know, let's go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this time around wasn't like that. Okay. So this friend made sure that we were out every weekend for sure. Like, you're not gonna be home, you're not gonna be just thinking about it. Like, you're gonna go out, you're gonna have a good time. And keep in mind at this moment, this friend was in a relationship herself.
Okay. So,
I mean, I look back and I'm like, shit. Not only was this friend being supportive, not only was this friend being a friend when I needed her to be, but she could have been into some shit with her relationship.
Yeah.
I'm sure her dude wasn't too happy he was out. She was out welding, you know, like every weekend.
Yeah.
At all. Like, I'm sure that caused problems at home. And I am sure of that because there was times when she slept here. So, you know, your man's not too happy for you to be out. You can stay out. So,
yeah.
So that leads to my point. This friend was amazing. Made sure I did not stay home. Made sure I did not think about my feelings too much or sit on them for too long. And was like, let's go out.
Okay.
We would go out and it was the best time.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have a few friends that I match with at this level, but this friend was the one, like, turn up queen and turn up queen junior. Like, we were it, you know? So we would go out, we would get fucked up, we would meet people, we would get free drinks. That was our thing, right? Yeah. Lit night. So lit that night, and I remember, and I felt horrible forever. Not only did I feel horrible, I felt guilty.
Mm-hmm.
She got a DUI on her way home.
Mm.
Which, you know, like, you never wish on anyone.
Yeah.
Little did I know, my friend didn't have a license. We were a little tipsy, more tipsy than we both thought, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
We both were under the influence and pretty heavy. We get pulled over. We both get tested. And it's like, the driver, you're over the limit. You got to get home. What are you going to do? That night came with a lot of consequences. I get home, Ubered myself home.
Okay.
Friend calls me that they're gonna end up releasing her. I'm not gonna call her man that's mad at her.
Right.
Like, sure, he's not too happy in the first place that we were out. Second, not too happy that she got a DUI and we got pulled over on our way home.
Right.
So we end up calling another friend. Third line, you know? Call a friend.
Yeah.
You know a friend is a true friend when they will get up for you at 3-4 in the morning to go pick you up to the police department to come and drop you off at home. Here. Like, at my home.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the kind of level of friends that you need. You know?
Yeah.
Our friend was at home asleep. And I'm thinking, like, fuck, what are we gonna do? I'm still drunk. You know, I just got home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drunk, and she needs someone to go pick her up to the police department. So she was the only person at that point that I could turn to, and just not one question, nothing. Of course, after she was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, do I always have to be with you guys? You guys don't know how to act. We got the whole lecture of it. You know, we got a lesson out of it.
Right.
But at the end of the day, even after, like, all the horrible, it was, like, ongoing, right? It felt ongoing. Like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Was this night really worth it?
Yeah.
At the end of the night, all I could think of was, like, damn, I really have some dope-ass friends.
I mean, yeah, in a situation like that where, you know, you guys are essentially out, you know, there's alcohol involved, you guys are partying, and then, you know, you're reaching out to other people, another friend, to, like, you know, look out and make sure they kind of, like, salvage the night, or y'all's night. You know, I think that's incredible. Which brings me to my question. Do you feel that a real friend, in terms of characteristics, do you feel that that can be measured upon acts and deeds? Or do you feel it's just something that you repeatedly do?
I feel it's a little bit of both. I've seen both sides of it. And I feel like as a friend, at times, you're going to have to do things that you don't want. Mm-hmm. You know? And you're going to have to, at times, do things that you don't really agree with as well. You know? But at the end of the day, are you still going to be a good friend? You know? Or make sure that that person still feels like they have a good friend in you.
Yeah.
If, yeah.
Yeah. I agree. For me, I would say it's a little bit of both as well. I do sort of slightly lean to the side of you are what you repeatedly do in terms of your friendship. Because if I can rely on you, if I can trust you in almost every situation without hesitance, and like I don't have to think about it. Like if I have to think about whether or not you're going to do what you said you're going to do, or if I can count on you or rely on you in an instance or in real time, like within a nanosecond, like if there's like a split decision that I need to make, and I have you in mind to call, but I have to think about what your action, mm-hmm, or your reaction might be to my action, then it's like, damn, you know?
Yeah.
So I tend to lean towards the people that, you know, they are what they repeatedly have been to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not like, we've had some great moments, it's been cool, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so what I was trying to say is, like, at times, just like a regular relationship, you know, mm-hmm, these toxic couples that we see,
yeah,
not everything is perfect, not right, everything is all great, but at the end of the day, like, it was a loyal and honest friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, like, now when I look back, I'm like, damn, we were toxic to the whole thing. Like, we were those people. And even the way that things ended, a little toxic, you know?
Yeah.
But nonetheless, when I needed a friend, that was the friend that I could lean on, definitely, and yeah, always count on.
For you, in the friendships that you've cultivated over the years, whether that be in business, working, people you meet just out in public, maybe it's classes you've taken at the gym, anywhere, what are some of the things that you have helped you preserve relationships and keep a hold of real friendships?
I like genuineness. I like someone that can just be themselves,
mm-hmm,
regardless of whatever the hell you are. You know, like if you're a mean person, if you're whatever it is that you are, just keep it 100.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that. Like, I'll accept you for you. You know, don't fake that shit. Don't try to be something that you're not. And I think that's how I've kept a lot of my friendships.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot within, like, a lot of years at first. I think when I was younger, I felt like everyone was my friend.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is my friend, you know? Like, then I've been done dirty, and I was like, oh, shit, you weren't my friend? I thought we were friends, you know? And we weren't.
Word.
Friend.
Word.
We were social media friends, or we were just work friends, mm-hmm, or we were just not friends. Like, we were right, acquaintances. And I think it took a lot for me to learn the difference.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, I consider people my friends really easily.
Mm.
And then until something goes wrong, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
We're a little shady.
Yeah.
You know, like, mm.
And it's kind of weird, too, because on one hand, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, this climate that we currently reside in, it makes it extremely difficult to do that.
It's weird as hell.
Like, there's a social awkwardness I feel that social media has predicated society off of. Meaning, you're on social media to interact and get to know people, but in real life, I feel like people are socially awkward as, mm-hmm, a result, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people don't even, common courtesies lacking. So it's like, in my friendships, you know, I hope to preserve those things. Mm. Those are attributes and characteristics that I that I don't want to have to question ever in my friendships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, wait, what you on today? Like, you didn't even say, we're not saying what's up. We're not speaking.
You're being a little weird.
You're acting like the weird coworker.
Yeah.
At work.
Oh, I hate that.
You know what I'm saying? That it's like, oh, like when shit is good, they greet you. Oh, good morning. Da, da, da. Hey, there's donuts in the break room. Hey, we got coffee. There's bagels. Let them have a bad day.
Don't even say hi. Like, you better come like, back and say good morning to
me. That's how I know you're not really a friend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
I've had to learn how to separate both because as soon as I'm cool with you to another level and we're sharing fucking secrets and we're, you know, showing experiences. Oh, really? How was your weekend? Like, I feel like we're cool.
Right.
We're cool to that level.
Right.
The minute that you show me you're weird as fuck or some shady shit, I'm like, oh, man, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
We already, you know, we were at level 2 friendship, and now we're back at 0.
Yeah.
So I definitely, like, and look, we've seen a lot, man. So when friends backstab friends, I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I could trust you.
Yeah.
You know, like that I'm big on too.
Have you ever had to keep it real? Like, because it's, you know, it's funny, right? Like, we don't want yes people around us. Yes, mm-hmm. man. Yes, 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 yes. You're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever had to keep it real with your friends, like about themselves and like a real ass situation? Like, say, for example, you got two mutual friends going at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're sort of like the neutral party in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know one side might be wrong, but like you might be closer to that side, right? But just like you're not finna disagree with that side because they might be the wrong person that's wrong in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had to be that friend?
So I haven't been in a situation like that, mm-hmm. but I have been in a different situation where I know my friend's fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when it comes to relationship advice, I will be that friend, like, yeah, yes, bitch, yeah, fuck it up, you know, mm-hmm. I'm very empowering, and let's do this, boss bitches, whatever. But, I mean, sometimes we got to take a step back and be like, Ace is kind of messing up, you know? I don't think this is the right move
mm-hmm.
for you, and, yeah, you have to be that friend. It's not easy. At this age, I honestly feel like if you cannot have that honest sit-down conversation with who you consider your best friend. Me and my best friend have had this conversation.
Mm.
And we've had a lot of difficult conversations. A lot.
Yeah.
And it's to the point where I tell her, if there's ever something that bothers you to the point where you feel like, if I'm hurting you, like, I'm never hurting you on purpose. Know that. I'm never telling you anything just because I'm trying to trigger you. Just because I'm trying to bring you down. Like, I'm giving you my honest opinion.
Yeah.
And I never, ever, like, this is a friend that I, honest to God, never want to lose. We've never even had a fight. Like, we've never stopped talking.
Yeah.
So I tell her, like, if there's anything ever that bothers you to that point where you feel like shit's weird or our friendship has changed, let's talk about it. Like, that's how grown we are. Like, I don't, like, I've lost a shitload of friends and I could give a damn, you know?
Yeah.
This friendship, I do not want to lose, ever.
Mm.
And I feel like it's that solid that if anything does bother us, or you're being a little fucking weird, bitch, like, what's going on? You know, like, I can honestly tell her that without her being bothered by it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, like, we've discussed this, like I said, we've talked about it, and I think that's at that's a level of friendship that you should be on with your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Can you have a solid, honest conversation without being offended?
Right.
Because I don't think it's ever hurtful. You're never saying it in a hurtful way.
Right. I agree. It does make me think about this current climate, right? Because what do you think is the standard today of being a real friend in today's climate? Because I feel like, if you're judging by social media, if you're judging by today's standard of friendship, I feel like there's a huge void and there's a gap and there's like a lot of discrepancies with regard to who's real and who's not.
Yeah.
I feel like people just like to be next to people and stand next to people just to say that they were there.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's a lot of that going on. I feel like, oh, I'm going to take a picture with this person because it may put me in the room with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Or I might look fly, or I might get more likes, or I might get in front of something, like, you know, they stand to benefit something from it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas opposed to, like, they may not necessarily be genuinely cool with said individual.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So, me, I'm not the type of individual that that's not, like, I can't get, me personally, I can't rock with that. Because, like, I don't know, like, I grew up more kind of, like, around, my friendships were, like, cultivated on more so on core values.
Like, but your friendships have been so solid.
Integrity and morals and shit like that. So, like, when I see this new age or this new class or new style of friendship where it's, like, I don't really fuck with you like that, but I'm gonna take a picture with you anyway. It's like, I can't rock with that. I can't get with that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So this is where I think we're different completely. I feel like you had, like, the classic ride or die friendship since the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was opposite. Like I said in the previous episode, like, I was the it lit girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the girl's gonna go out, have a good time. Oh, she knows the bouncer. Oh, she's gonna get us in. Oh, she knows the bartender. She's gonna get us drunk. Oh, this, she's gonna be lit. She's gonna have fun. She's gonna dance. You're gonna have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely did. And like I said, a lot of times I feel like it took a lot for me to understand or know who my true friends were.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, it does feel, you're like, oh, shit. And a lot of things, like I said, when I look back, and like you said, the whole entertaining different circles, the whole talking shit about people within that same circle, yeah, that they're still, like, hashtag lifers, you know, like,
yeah,
that shit's not cool. And I look back and I'm like, I really did entertain that shit.
Yeah, like, that, not necessarily that, off that for a second, like, not relegated to you and your friend. But
ex-friends,
yeah. I do think that that's a dangerous game that people play. And what I mean is, I've never been the type of person to casually hang out with people. And I'll explain why. Like, certain people, they can do that.
Mm-hmm. Me,
I just can't do that. Like, I can't casually, it's dangerous to do that.
Yeah.
Like, because, for one or two reasons, people think that you're automatically associated with whatever this person mm-hmm. has going on. They couple you the same. They count you as the same. They perceive you as the same.
For a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, birds of a feather flock together. That's not necessarily true. You know what I'm saying? In every case, that's not necessarily the status quo. So, like, me personally, I can't fuck with everybody because it's like, yo, I got to get to know you. I got to be around you. I got to know, like, if I'm going to like you tomorrow, in a week, a month, in a year. Like, you know what I'm saying? And if we, like, we may not even think the same. Our core values may not even be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you may be into some shit that I'm, like, totally against. You know, I can respect the person for their views. I can respect the person for, like, I don't just summarily dismiss people just because they're different from me. I like to understand why. Like, why are we different? What are some of the things that make us different? What makes us tick? Maybe it was our upbringing. Maybe it's your beliefs. Maybe it's, you know, the aura in which we grew up in. Maybe there's nothing I can relate to you about. Maybe you can't relate to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't understand my upbringing. Maybe I don't understand yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So before I pass judgment, I guess, for lack of better terms, or before I get a healthy sense of who you are, that's why I like to assess people. I like to read people. Like, me personally, like, I'm a huge proponent of people watching. Like, I like to get a sense of who a person is before I just invest my time and leverage my time around you.
They have to pass your screening test?
Not necessarily screening, but I guess, you know, if you want to call it that. But, yeah, I just don't want to be around you if, like, I feel like you don't add any value to my life.
That's where I feel like I messed up a lot.
You know,
like, oh, hey, best friend. You know, like, nah.
But again, I'm not opposed to casually hanging with people.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something I'd rather not do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because if I stand to gain nothing from it, like, if we just on, because I've done that in the past, like, years ago, like, when I was, you know, late teenager, early adult years, I would casually hang out with motherfuckers all the time. I go to the courts, hoop, play ball, meet people.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up? What you got going on?
Chilling with the wrong people, yeah.
Just, you know, like, not even on no bullshit, like, you know, we just chilling after, just shooting the shit. I'm just like, damn, I've been here for like 30 minutes. And the game been finished. Why am I still here talking to these dudes? Like, I literally just met you. I'm out, bro. Like, why am I here? Or even at the club, you know? Same shit.
So what do you think has helped you cultivate and keep the friendships that you've had? Just because I feel like you've done a great job at that.
For me, I think one thing that's helped me preserve my relationships is, first, I have the understanding and the belief that relationships at times, and whether people realize this or not, is a more valuable form of currency than actual money. Mm-hmm. At times. And I'm a firm believer in that. Preservation of relationships can be a more valuable form of currency than actual money when preserved right. And I think that's what's helped me move and navigate with my friendships. Like you touched on, a lot of my friendships are double-digit years. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking 20s and 30s. That's awesome. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, what's helped me is I've been on the opposite side of that equation where I've been burned. I've been led astray. I've been fucked over. I've had people take from me. I've had people steal from me. So when I get something genuine in terms of my friendships, my relationships, I tend to gravitate towards that. I tend to hold on to it because I know what the other side looks like. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a place that I constantly want to revisit. Mm-hmm. Because I stand...
You didn't like it there.
Yeah, I stand nothing to gain from that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'm talking about like my best friends. And they know who they are. Shout out to them, you know? E, P, and D. Literally, E, P, and D. I love those dudes, you know? 17 years, 25 years, and 30 years respectively. Like, these are my best friends in life. You've met all of them. Mm-hmm. And each of them... It's a different kind of brotherhood, a different kind of respect, you know? I've spent an inordinate amount of time with all three of them, you know? All three of them probably going to be in our wedding one day. So it's like...
Oh.
It's just...
We're talking wedding.
So it's like... for me, man, like, I don't take that lightly. You know, my brothers are my brothers, like, because they've earned that right. Mm-hmm. You know? And I celebrate my brothers as they celebrate me. You know, this is not like a one-side thing, too. And I think that's, and one other thing I want to highlight about being a real friend, too, real quick. I'm going to kind of go off on a tangent here. But it's okay to celebrate your friends.
I was about to say, that is so awesome.
It's really okay to celebrate your friends, even when you feel you may not be where you want to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You could possibly already be up and salute to you. But I'm saying, like the people who hate on friends, like, I just don't understand.
Weird as hell, huh?
That will always forever be weird to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it will. Like, because chances are you grew up with that individual. You probably were fortunate enough to be around their upbringing, been around their parents, their families. You kind of know their backstory. You know their origin. You know where they derive from. You know how hard they work to get to where they are. Mm-hmm. So why would you hate on them just because it may not be manifesting for you in a parallel time frame? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And I think people don't understand that you don't even have to hate to wish people well. Like, you know, you really don't.
No, you really don't. And, mm-hmm. and being in competition...
With who? With people, yourself?
Yeah,
you know?
With people you deem your friends, that's mm-hmm. so asinine to me. That is so backwards to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay, for example, right? We have a mutual friend who shall remain nameless. At every beck and call, he's attempting to like let us know what he has going on. Like, oh, I have this going on, or I have that going on. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I have like three friends who are like up, like really, really successful, right? Mm-hmm. And guess what I don't hear from them? What they have going on. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because they're busy continuing to further their empire.
One of your really successful friends, I remember like when I met him, he's like, oh, hey, I've been dying to meet you. Like, he was like my number one fan. And I'm like, oh, I've heard so much about you as well. And he was like, oh, I saw you guys went to New York. Like, he's so invested with you, like, as a friend. And he's like, oh, I listen to the podcast. And I'm like, you listen to the podcast? You have, like, business. You're traveling. You have so much going on.
Right.
And he said, well, yeah, Wayne's my boy. And that's when I'm like, well, yes, no shit. This is what friends do.
Yeah.
Friends support friends. You know, like, oh, my God, that's great.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Like, I really appreciate him for that. Because he literally is one of those types of individuals who has a million things going on.
I saw. He was leaving on vacation the day after his,
you know what I mean?
His Halloween party. Like, what?
Yeah. And he takes time to just reach out to me. Hey, how's the family? How's your girl? How's your baby? And like, you know, he's literally one of those friends. And yeah, man. But like, that's what I mean.
And the details, honestly, of what he was feeding back and saying about you was like, damn, he's Wayne's friend, you know, like a real true friend.
Yeah.
He didn't even have to say much. I was just like, oh. Okay.
It's crazy, right? Like, I remember one time I was in Vegas for a conference. It was for school. I had just got my sports broadcasting credentials, and the professor asked me to come speak and give my testimony about the program and the class and, you know, all that, right? So I went out there, boom, boom. Yeah, so I'm out there, right? And
Walden in Vegas, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, chilling, doing my thing. Conference ends. I get a call. Like, yo, you in Vegas? I'm like, yeah, I'm in Vegas. It's my boy. I'm like, what? He hits me up like, hey, pull up. I'm at One Up tonight. Everything comped. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got bottles, everything, the whole nine. I come, like, food tables. We in there till like 5-6 in the morning. I'm like, word? And sure enough, I pull up. My boy opened me with, you know, embraced me with open arms. And it's just like, you know, it's just crazy. Like, we've had so many instances where it was like we meet up, it was unplanned, he there, and it's like it's always love like that though, you know?
Yeah. I feel like now, as we grow older, I hate to say this in the podcast all the time, by the way, because I feel like we're finally showing our age, but I feel like with friendship, a lot of acts of kindness go a long way as well.
Yeah.
Just because financially, if you're doing okay for yourself financially, if you feel like you don't need shit from anyone, like, that's amazing that your friend did that, right?
Yeah.
But did you really need it?
No.
Like, you know, you got your own. You know, you can cover yourself. But I'm saying, like, even not that, but other things, like, acts of kindness go such a long way.
They do.
Like, I remember this one time as well. And this, I swear, up to this day, I know that I've mentioned to you, but this act of kindness has stood out for me. Like, this is a whole, like, I remember this for the rest of my life. But I remember when my best friend had passed, you know, I'm going through a fucking life. Like, what? That was one of the roughest times, I think, of my life.
Yeah.
And emotionally, you know, you're not there. You're drained. You're just not here. I felt like literally I was not here.
Yeah.
Like, I was just laying there. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Just physically, mentally, emotionally, I was a fucking mess. That's all you guys need to know. And I remember I had lost contact with a friend. So, of course, services are coming. We're doing the rosary. We're seeing each other a lot more often. It's getting closer to the day of his actual funeral, the viewing. And I remember this one time someone was knocking at my door. And keep in mind, it's like random. Like, I don't even remember. It was like a Tuesday. I wasn't working.
Yeah.
That's how bad emotions were, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was at home and someone kept knocking and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I had already told my friends, like, leave me alone. I just need some time. I just need time to myself. Like, I don't want to talk to anyone. Just, I need some time from life, you know? And I was like, who's knocking? Like, I already told people to leave me alone. While my family's still checking up on me, they're just making sure I'm okay. People are still swinging by to just, like, are you good? This person reaches out to me and tells me, like, hey, I just passed by your house. Like, I'm not trying to bother you. She's like, I literally, I left some Starbucks at your door. And I'm like, what? And she was like, yeah. She's like, I know, like, you love coffee. And I don't know what to say, like, with everything that you're going through. Like, I know it's, like, hard on you. I just wanted to tell you, like, it's okay. And I'm like,
wow.
What?
Wow.
You know? So that, like I said, I'll remember that.
Wow.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's dope, man. Like, and it's weird because at times I feel we get introduced, and then people become friends that you didn't know would be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who come along your journey, or, you know, like I always say, there's friends for every season, there's friends for every reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then people come along that you just wouldn't have even imagined a part of your journey. So, like, think about where your life was 10 years ago, right? How many of those same people do you deal with 10 years ago today?
Yikes.
You know what I'm saying?
I know a lot of people, and I still keep in touch with a lot of people, but they're not my friends.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
And the person you can just call, and they'll be, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, you know, we weren't in the same. Like, I was out in clubs, bars, you know, a lot. You know what I'm saying? Going to different cities, functioning in different zip codes, partying it up. And I can honestly say, like, yeah, you meet a lot of people, especially being a club
promoter. Oh, yeah.
Along the way, you know what I'm saying? And you might be friends with a lot of them on social media. Not necessarily friends, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they're cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay, like, I've seen you before. Okay, we kicked it before. Da, 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 so I'm going to friend you. You know what I mean? Cool. You requested me, I'm going to add you. But, like, how many of them are actually your friend?
Like, are you good?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And think about how many contacts in your phone. You know what I mean?
Like I mentioned in the previous podcast, I think until we started deciding to record about this, and, you know, we were warming up. We were saying, like, well, what should we talk about? Getting our bullet points together. And I'm like, damn. It made me sit and think, like, over the phone, I talk to the same 2-3, maybe if more, 4 people on a daily basis.
Right. In some capacity, right?
Yeah, like, forget social media. If I disappeared today, which I always want to disappear from social media, but that's separate. We'll talk about that another time. But if I did, like, I don't know, like, how many friendships I would have, to be honest. Like,
I think that's the case for most people.
Yeah. But it's like, over the phone, I talked to 2 friends and my mom. On a every other day, you know, like, my mom is every day. Every single day we talk on the phone on my way to work and on my way home as well. But friends, there's 2 friends, guy friends, that I talk to over the phone.
Yeah.
Every other week. And that's it. You know, like, in my best friends, the group of girls that I hang out with, like, we're always messaging, we're always texting, we're always, like, you know, hey, how's it going, whatever. Like, we're always checking up on each other.
Yeah.
But I don't talk to them on the phone like that. Like, this ain't high school anymore, you know?
Yeah, and I think that comes with, you know, getting older, having kids, more responsibility.
Yeah, like, everyone has different work schedules.
Yeah. That's why I think, you know, for those, like, that make it a point to try to do stuff. Like, for example, my best friend, like, in life, he'll always make it a point, hey, what you got going on next week or the week after? Like, let's go to a game.
Yeah,
like,
you guys always plan ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's our thing. Our thing is just going, like, to live sporting events and shit like that. So,
you know that I have my monthly outing with my girlfriend. Well, every other month now, pushing it to every 2-3 months. But you see, like, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And this is a great friend, but her life is super busy. And I'm the one with the kid, but I still have time. She's the one that's always booked, busy, you know?
Yeah.
So I see her now every 2-3 months.
Mm.
But my girlfriends that I hang out with, we try to see each other at least once a month.
Yeah.
And we've been pretty good with that. But there was a time when we would go 2-3 months without seeing each other. And it's like, oh, this weekend? Like, we were trying to see each other this coming up weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, I'm leaving to Texas. And then they're like, okay, well, next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Vegas, me and you. And it's like, oh, well, the weekend after that. And it's literally... Mm-hmm. We're in April and we're like, dude, can we meet? Like, this is ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
But everyone has something going on.
Yeah. And I think the older you get, I think the more responsibility you obtain, it's only going to get, like, for lack of better terms, worse. Because, you know, you prioritize other things above your friendship, obviously. You know, like, you know, your kids, your work life, your relationship life, your home life, you know what I'm saying? So, unfortunately, good friendships tend to fall on the back burner, but it's the real friends who make it a point to still make time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, one of them even mentioned, like, I know we all have kids, like, let's meet on a Friday, like, with the kids, who cares?
Yeah.
And we were like, damn, we gotta bring the kids, you know, like, because we're so used to just us 4.
Yeah.
And that's our us time, and we don't bring our kids, but we're like, shit. We might have to bring the kids, you know, if we want to see each other.
Yeah, like, one of my best friend, like, we were in a group chat today, and he was messaging. We was talking about sports, and he's like, hey, he wasn't, like, really engaged in the group chat. So he goes, hey, guys, sorry, man, I've been catching up with Wayne's podcast, da, da, da. And I'm just like, damn, Like,
get you one.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what
Shout
I'm talking
out to
about.
You, by the way.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be catching up with Wayne's podcast. My bad, I ain't been responding. I'm like, oh, shit. Do as you were. Like, continue. keep
so
listening.
I do want us to talk about opposite friendships, right? Mm. What I mean by that is, like, opposites attract, you know? Mm-hmm. So have you ever had it? Why? I want you to talk on your experience with your friend that you're opposites with. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, have you ever had a friend like that? And I know you do. So?
Yeah, I have two. And I'll say my name because they know who they are.
But... No, but yet, if you want to say names, but, you know, usually don't.
I'll say.
I don't say names.
Rose is one and Jasmine's the other. You mean like friends of the opposite sex, right?
No, I didn't mean that. But you didn't have to say names. I was saying like opposite of you, opposite personalities.
Opposite, oh yeah.
And I was talking about your best friend.
Oh yeah.
because I know he's completely opposite from you.
Oh yeah, well, I can highlight, my best friend is, I won't say his name, but.
Well, I mean, you said the other two.
my best friend is, he's somebody who's, we're like, in a sense of, We definitely have a divine passion, like, for sports. We have the same core values, and we think the same in terms of, like, what we want for our families, respectively, right? Where I will say we're different is that I would say he was definitely more, like, driven than I was. And he's extremely disciplined when it comes to... something when he sets his mind out to do something, like, very rarely does he ever stop and not complete it. Like, he's been that way since we were kids.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about
that personality trait never changed.
Talking about somebody who has, like, a bachelor of science, a certificate, a graduate certificate from UCLA, an MBA from Pepperdine. He was on the National Dean's List like 4 times.
And shout out to you.
He's written 4 books. Like, my best friend is, like, really different, and he's an incredible, humble soul in spite of everything that he's accomplished. Mm-hmm. You know, so I would just say, like we're different. And a lot of people used to poke fun at him growing up because they would say that he was socially awkward. So they didn't see, like, well, my personality, you know, I'm pretty loud. I'm pretty, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, not you.
I'm pretty, like, I'm kind of like the life.
Outgoing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, people didn't get that. Like, they didn't get, like, when we would, like, hang, they would see us hanging out and they was like, what? Like, but then, like, you can't unsee without one without the other.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever we would go to, like, you know, parties at Long Beach State, or we go to USC parties and we would go to a lot of the spots that we would frequent, they'd be like, yo, where's Wayne? Yo, where's me? You know, like, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very different in that way. But one other person, I said her name. We are definitely, definitely different. She is, I love her to death, though. Like, she will tell you about yourself. And she is definitely no nonsense. She is very, 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 very much for her people. And I love that about her, because she's an incredible soul in that regard, because she loves people.
Mm-hmm.
She's an education major, and she loves, like, she's a principal of a school. So, like, she's really, really good with kids, and she exercises a lot of patience. But, like, don't play with her, like, at all on any level. Like, she will really tell you about yourself, mm-hmm. like, in a very, like, respectful and intellectual way, by mm-hmm. the way. You know what I'm saying? And she could turn up, too, like, mm-hmm. because, you know, she's, like, she from that. But... oh, yeah, we're different, because I will call her out on shit. She'll call me out on shit. She has her way of looking at it. I have my way of looking at it. We may not agree, but, like, because we love each other, we can find a common ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And it's all about that, yeah. You know?
Like, we don't necessarily, me and her necessarily don't have to agree, but we will find a common ground. Like, we'll get to a place where it's like, okay, I see your point of view. I may not agree with it 1,000%, but, you know... 700%, cool. 500%, cool. I'll deal with it, but I'll kind of agree with you, but nah. Like, yeah. What about you, though? You got friends like that?
Yeah, I have a friend, one of my really close friends, actually, that's complete opposite of me. Not only is she very successful in a law firm,
mm-hmm.
Salute to you, boss bitch, but she's very different from me. She's timid, shy. No, Vane, we can't do that. Yes, we are. Like, mm-hmm. and I'm the yes friend. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go out. We have matching tattoos. Like, to that point where she would never, you know? She would have never, ever done this for anyone else, I feel. And I bring out that in her. Mm-hmm. Or because she is a good friend, she is very supportive in everything I do. She'll tell me I'm wrong, but she won't let me walk by myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge, you know? So this friend, there's so many nights that I forced her out because I'm like, we can't do this. We're young. You're single. And she's like, I'm tired. I worked like ridiculously this week and I worked over 90 hours. And I'm like, come on, please. Let's go out. Like when you hear that now, it's like, what?
Yeah.
This girl goes in at 5 a.m., leaves her office at 7 p.m. Like, what?
Yeah.
And she still has a fucking friend that's bugging her to go out on a Friday and actually forces her out, by the way. You know, so we're so completely different. I remember a lot of nights that we went out, she would tell me, like, you know that I don't agree with a lot of the shit that you do. And you know that I don't agree with a lot of the things that, like, us being out and, you know, all this. And you're forcing me to travel. And she's like, but I appreciate it so much. Like, if not you, then who?
Yeah.
She's like, I would live a boring life at home, you know, stuck just working away. So I felt like we were complete opposites, but at the same time, I'm so good for her.
Yeah.
Just as she is to, like, for me.
You guys balance each other out.
Definitely. Yeah. And in that type of friendship, you need that.
I agree. Would you say you had friends that, like, it's weird, right? Like, they started off friends with somebody else, but then, like, you two have more in common?
She was best friends with someone else.
Yeah.
And crazy, at first when I met her, we did not bond.
Yeah.
There was things I didn't like, you know, that I saw in between her and her best friend.
Mm.
And the more that I hung out with her, the more that I kind of understood where she was coming from.
Yeah.
And why things happened the way that they did. I completely understand now. But it's like we made a very, like, solid friendship and completely different, you know. But yeah, I've been a friend thief in my past, a bestie borrower, I call it.
It's just funny how, like, when you you become friends, right, like, with the person, and then, like, the person that was friends with them before, like, y'all don't really kick it with them or, like, as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny, like, how the disdain, like, you start to see, like, the hate and the disdain for, like, the new friendship because they're not a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, if they see y'all out, like, you know, if the person see you and the new friend out and it's like, wait, what? Like, y'all didn't hit me up? Y'all didn't invite me? Like,
so that's crazy. I've never been that friend.
That's crazy, right?
I've never been the friend. So I want to talk about this a little bit and then we'll keep going. I've never been the friend that's been, like, kicked out of a circle in a way, like, before in my mm-hmm. younger days, or you're no longer part of the circle, so you see everyone hanging out except you.
Right.
And recently, like, not recently, but, like, within these few years, I've seen it and I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. Like, and I've seen that's happened to people around me.
Yeah.
I've never actually, and look at karma's a bitch, I've never sat and thought about those people.
Yeah.
You know, like, you just X them out of a fucking circle.
Yeah.
These people that you were hanging out with every single weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The people that you were writing and dying for, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, now you don't see them at all.
Yeah, and I just...
That's weird, right?
Yeah,
that's... I just had a... Yeah.
No, that's real. Like, that's weird energy, I was going to say. Like, to me, that's mad weird energy because it's like, how was I, like, the best thing, like, when we was kicking it? Like, you know what I'm saying? When we were warm in a moment. But then it's like the moment I'm like over here doing something else, like kicking it with this person because we have like some common interest or this person just might have hit me up or shit, this person might like my swag. They might like the way I dress. They might like the fact that I wear sneakers and you don't, like, you know what I'm saying? It could be anything. And you on some like hating shit like TFTI. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, you already know what that's about. You already know what that energy is, where it's coming from, you know? I just always felt like that was weird energy to me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't get invited because they don't want you around.
It's a fact.
You and know, like, there's no need for the TFT.
And even when you see your best friends, like, out with people, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never felt it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people, but that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing. Like, I got a mutual friend who I know for a fact felt the way that I gave the speech at my best friend's wedding. And it's just like, why would you feel the way?
That's my best friend.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
crazy.
Like, I don't know what you thought, what thoughts or opinions that you formulated in your mind. Maybe you thought that that should have been you.
Yeah.
But in my mind, there was no other way that this was supposed to play out.
I knew this was going to happen and it was going to be like this.
You know what I'm saying? But to each his own, man. People be on some weird shit.
Really? You know what I mean? So we did want to focus more a little bit on the positive of friendship and everything coming off of the fake friends episode. Because we do feel like friends could bring out the best in you.
Absolutely.
That positive aura, that positive vibe, that positive push that you need. Hey, that honest shoulder, that person you could call and just be your honest self and just vent without being judged, without you knowing that they're going to just, as soon as you hang up that call, they're going to call someone else and talk shit about you or criticize you. Like, there is people like that.
Yeah.
And we do appreciate those friendships.
That's a fact. Yeah, people really, and you know, that's why you got to hold on to the friendships that are like near and dear, for real, because people are on that type of time, it appears nowadays. Like, you know, oh my God, I loved hanging out with them. This person's cool, super this, super that. And then you catch wind of some shit that like somebody said. Or,
it's weird.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, wait, what? You said, well, I was just with them like a week ago. Mm-hmm. And he said, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, all you can really do is just be true to who you are. And all in all, that's always going to keep you in the good graces and in good favor with a lot of people. Like me personally, I feel like I'm blessed and highly favored because I exude respect and I leverage who I am as a person to a lot of people. And I just feel like that earns a lot of grace with people. You know, and for whatever reason, that's worked for me.
Baby's always positive vibe, so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't speak for other people and what works for them. You know what I'm saying? I can only speak and reference what works for me and in hopes, you know, somebody wants to, you know, apply my methods to them to see if it works for them. Because, I mean, that's all life is. You know what I'm saying? It's a big fucking, like, if you think about it, like, you're literally, there's an instruction manual for most shit, right? There's, like, nutrition facts on food, like, the information is there. I was just talking to somebody about this today. Like, people, whether they realize it or not, like, there's information everywhere. It's just, it's ready.
Do you want to take it in or
like,
not?
Are you like, you know, are you open to receiving information? Mm-hmm. Like, are you open to adapting and adjusting? Because that's a part of being a real friend, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like knowing that, you know, you may have fucked up. Or, like, I think you hit on this earlier in the episode, like, that when people mess up, you know, they're not willing to admit that, hey, they were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe there's some things about you that you need to adjust,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, to better the friendship or regain or, you know, reignite the motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, all in all, I hope that the biggest takeaway that I would like for people to take away from, you know, this series of fake friends and real friends is find, you know, once you define who your friends are, and you stick to that, make sure that you're holding up your end of the bargain as well.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Go out of your way for your friends. Yeah. Make sure that they are aware and that they do feel that you're on their corner.
Yeah.
A simple text, hey, how are you? It's so crazy, like I said. And trust me, people, I'm not throwing this out there for anyone to text me, for anyone to call me. My shit will be ridiculously dry now, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, the few people that I actually do have contact with, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good. We're at peace over here. But one thing, like I said, and I tell Wayne, there is people that at times I'm like, I should reach out.
Yeah.
You know, these friendships I do want to keep for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I promise you guys, I'm going to work on them.
Absolutely. As you should. I just hate when people expect stuff out of other people that they wouldn't ask of themselves.
Like, what is you doing?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fake. Like, that's fake friends. But nah,
our previous episode.
Nah, man, we always want to spread, you know, love and happiness on our platform. Like, subscribe, share, Anchor, Spotify, Apple. You know what I mean? This is what our platform is all about. Real friends. Love on your peoples, man. Like, you know.
Definitely.
Life is short. It's a lot of people just like, you know, we're losing a lot of people. People are just depressed. It's a lot going on. Don't let this ugly and cruel world get you down. Don't let social media dictate who you are and what you will ultimately become. You are everything that you're that God intended for you to be. Live, you know what I mean? Life is amazing, you know what I'm saying? My mentor always told me, like, you might just enjoy life. You might just enjoy how life tastes if you just sample and live a little bit.
I feel like that we have to stop and observe what we're like, our surroundings, you know? Live in the moment, because we're always on social media. We're always looking forward to the future. Like, let's stop. Let's enjoy now.
Absolutely, man. As always, it is your boy Wayne His.
And Vanessa Hers.
And we are His and Her. We are your beautiful co-hosts, interracial co-hosts of His and Hers podcast.
We are.
Thank y'all for listening, man. We're going to let
Share,
Al.
Share.
We're going to let Al take y'all out. Peace.
Bye.